welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Sorry for yelling your name.
Keila points and say hi. Yes.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Lindsay.
Okay.
How did you say that in your head?
And I'm Lizzie.
Yes. There it is.
It's Dunice.
They just want to make fun of me.
Yeah.
So anyways, hi guys. How are you guys?
Hey, good.
How guys, I'm fine, guys.
Guys, I'm fine. Fun, fine. I'm fun and fine.
Words are hard. Yeah, you are.
I am fully vaccinated, so I have a superpower now. I just haven't figured it out.
Hey, all three of us are fully vaccinated. Cheers to being fully vaccinated.
Cheers.
We aren't really cheersing because we're too far apart.
I was confused. I didn't have a drink in my hand at all. I didn't even pretend. And then I was watching. I didn't even. But she poured some fake cheers with no drink. I was confused.
They didn't have to know, but now they do.
Well, that's why I sounded confused in my cheers, if you didn't notice.
It was a very authentic cheers. Thank you guys for having my back there.
Okay, why do I feel like I'm two drinks ahead of everybody else? And
probably because you were a drink ahead by the time I got here.
Getting the weird stares. Like,
no, this is my fourth. This is my fourth raspberry margarita.
So. Look at you. She's pre-game before all of us.
I like it.
I don't know where I am because you gave me a whole glass of wine and I drank some of it. And then you topped me off and gave me another whole glass of wine.
So you had a whole glass. You drank half of it. And so I gave you the other half. So...
You've had an entire
glass of wine.
Yes, because I'm at half again. Mm. A little over. I'm at 75%.
It looks like you barely drank it.
75 and 50% are basically the same thing.
Okay, it looks like I barely drank it. When I say she gave me a full glass, it was filled to the brim. Like, I was, sipping it.
I don't understand the problem. That's how I pour my own wine glass.
Or it was almost overfilling. Yes, I can see your glass over there.
Is that from the Boda box?
But this is what happened that night when we were in your backyard, Sarah.
Oh, no.
Why I lost control because I didn't know how much wine I was drinking. You just kept filling me when I wasn't empty.
Listen, I only filled you up till about midnight until I disappeared for the rest of the evening.
So that night I was like, my husband was like, how much did you drink? I'm like, I really don't know. She just kept filling. Much. I never got empty.
I was still working on my same one glass.
It was the same glass. Okay. No, it's a great host.
Being a good host.
Until I'm puking in your backyard.
You didn't have to tell them that secret.
Yeah, that's okay.
Secret's out.
They already know that I puked in my cul-de-sac once because of Boydston, so.
Because of me.
You told that story.
True.
Oh,
not
I thought
because
it was
of
my
you.
Fault.
No. That
I did
was
not
my fault.
Drink that for you.
No,
thank
that was
you.
All my fault. I'm a puker, guys. Let's... Yeah,
you are.
It is what I am. What I am.
And here we thought I was going to be the puker.
No, I have been a puker since I was 21 and first started drinking.
I just had like a burst of flashback from the first episode, the pre-first episode
when we tried to like
the test drive,
see how this would go.
Yes,
boys and God. She at one point we were like, we should go check on her. She was in the bathroom,
just laying down, taking a little nap.
Luckily, we were in her house.
Yes.
We put her to bed, and then me and Sarah continued the episode without her. Don't worry, we didn't release that episode. That was just our test drive.
I'm just thinking how cringy that probably sounds.
Oh, gosh.
Thing.
It was probably super cringy because...
I think you can hear us going, Boydston, are you okay? Everything all right in there?
You pre-gamed a lot for that episode.
Is that what it was? Or were we just drinking a lot of shots?
No, it was the shrimp quesadillas.
That too, yeah.
So I pre-gamed on shrimp quesadillas?
No. That whole night you kept saying, it's not the alcohol, it's the shrimp quesadillas. Yes. We're like, no, it's the alcohol.
No, I said the problem was that I switched liquors.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long night.
It was
either
a
way.
Long night.
We got you down to bed, though.
Yeah, we did. We got you in bed, all tucked in, and then we finished the episode.
We left after that. It doesn't matter. It's funny.
Poor Mike was like, are these girls ever leaving? We're just upstairs talking.
No, he doesn't care.
Still kind of the same way. We just sit and talk forever. It's good.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's fine.
That's so how the podcast was born.
You're drinking wine. You're drinking...
Yes. Raspberry margarita.
Delicious.
Which is delicious. That's going to be my next drink.
Mm-hmm.
After I finish this wine. What are you drinking?
A high moon.
So oh, do they sell? Do yeah, they sell? My favorite. Do they sell high mans in the store?
Funny story. So we always call them high moons, thanks to typo.
They're high noons.
Yes, my phone corrected it to high moon. So we've always called them high moons, or at least I have. And so I sent my husband to go get me some high moons from the grocery store. And I get a text to like, where do I find these? I cannot find high moons anywhere.
What are these drinks?
What are these? I'm like, oh, actually they're high noons. So good luck. Aww. But they're delicious. And you found them and I got a multi-pack.
You're even drinking a grapefruit. I'm very surprised. Mm. Not your favorite.
Mm, not my favorite. Don't love a grapefruit.
But remember when we used to say we would never drink grapefruit ever again?
Okay. I feel like there's sort of a difference. I still haven't.
Yeah, you still haven't.
This is a vodka soda.
Yes, it's different from White Claw.
It is a little bit different. Although they say that, and I think the alcohol content is less than a White Claw. I'm not sure.
I think a White Claw is 5%. How much is that?
4.5.
Oh, okay. So it is low.
It is low.
Okay. I was going to Google, but then I thought better of it.
What? What were we going to Google?
I was going to Google how much alcohol percent is in a White Claw.
It's 5. It's 5? Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was 5.
That and Truly's, I get confused. One's 4.5, one's 5. But don't ask me how I know that. I look at those at the bottom.
I don't know it either. What are we going to talk about tonight, guys?
Paranormal.
Boydston literally was watching you crash and burn there.
Thanks. Just need my popcorn. I'm just going to keep watching.
True friends.
We're talking about paranormal.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
The scary stuff.
All things spooky.
Yippers. Mm-hmm.
And mostly true.
Mine's questionable.
What?
I'm just saying.
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness. This is the first time I think I've ever heard you say that.
Well, you'll hear why, because it has a lot to it. So I feel like not everything can be true.
Mine is also questionable.
That's because everything's questionable to you.
Who's surprised by this? No, but you'll really understand when I do my story. Okay.
Oh, so is yours questionable?
No, I believe in it.
Okay, cool.
All right, good. Good for you.
Can't wait to hear it.
All right, who's going to go first?
Thank you for asking. So I have a new spinner app on my phone.
Ooh, a new spinner. There's no shadow people cheering for us?
Yeah, see, that's the downfall. Aww. But it's nice colors, and I can cheer for you if you want.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Does it have a sound?
Okay.
Nope.
But I'll let you watch.
Okay. Anyway. I gotta have
spin,
some.
Spin. Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, it's still going fast. Damn it.
Yay! I can't read from this distance.
It's Lindsay.
Oh, it's Lindsay! I was like, I can see colors.
What?
Lindsay's green, I'm orange, and you're purple.
Oh, I'm green. Okay.
I'm purple.
I am going to talk about the Philip experiment. Have you guys heard of this?
Negative.
Okay. So this
No, I haven't heard of it either.
You were taking so long to answer me. She
answered, and then you said, okay, and just moved on. You wanted my time.
You also didn't get to introduce yourself this week. Just things are not going great.
You just... Let's go take a quick shot, guys. You guys want to take a shot?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Okay.
Okay, we're back. We just had to go take a quick shot. It was delicious.
I'm the only one who did it all in one. You guys are failures.
Wait, you didn't? I thought you did.
No, I did half. Lindsay's so good at swallowing.
She's got to brag about
one
it
One of my
everybody.
Many pride and joys.
We did a
pride and joys.
No, I like did it all in one shot. I look at you guys are both like, both nope.
Nope.
So I'm so bad at that. I'm like, what?
Here's my problem. I'm an overthinker. So like if I get
what? Me too.
If I get halfway through, I'm like, I'm gonna vomit, then I just stop myself.
Mm-hmm. What? That's what you guys overthinking? What? Mm.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Who are you?
I don't know if you knew that about me, but that's pretty much all that I do.
I know that very well.
I don't know if you knew that about me either, but I also am an overthinker. Mm. But mine was like, it's gonna come out my nose. And so I had to like let it go back into the cup.
Meanwhile, you guys are doing all this overthinking and I'm just like bottoms up. And threw it back, and then that was it.
I suck at taking shots, but
we had a limoncello shot.
I love those shots.
In Italy, it's an after dinner drink.
So that was our after dinner drink.
It was our after dinner shot.
Just real quick, after dinner shot.
All right, so we did our shot. Now we're going to talk about some paranormal, spooky stuff.
I'm ready. What are we talking about?
The Philip experiment from 1972.
Never heard of it.
This happened in Toronto, Canada, Ontario. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. What did you say? Toronto, Canada, and then I said Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Do you
not pronounce the T, the second T? Toronto?
Toronto.
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 I'm so confused. Okay,
but if I like, I know there's a T there, but then I'd be like Toronto.
Yeah.
It just feels Toronto. Okay.
Canada.
Okay. You're making me think too much about it, so it's going to sound weird.
I cannot say one way or the other.
All right. So this was, it took place in Canada.
Canadian? Got it.
Canadian?
Canadian.
Uh-huh. This was in 1972, and it was a parapsychology experiment that was conducted in Canada.
Phil. Okay.
So it was conducted by the Toronto Society for Psychical Research.
I feel better about that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Or psychical. Damn it. Hold on. I'm going to say that again.
I can't. I'm trying to get it together.
So this was conducted by the Toronto Society for Psychical Research. TSPR. Who wants to do that one?
Cyclical?
Like, psychical.
What's it spelled like?
Oh, psychic?
Psych. Like psych. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like cyclical.
No. Yeah, like a bicycle.
Like with a P. So TSPR. Tisper?
Tisper, yeah, Tisper. Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, duh.
So they were testing.
You got a set of Tispers over there.
So they wanted to create a ghost. So what they did was what?
This sounds amazing.
I know. I think you guys will actually really like this. So they wanted to test a theory that ghosts have an objective reality, but they are created out of the minds of those who see them. And that is a quote from the guy who was heading this.
It's
Philip.
So I'm hearing that they don't think ghosts are real and that it's created by the mind.
So he theorized that a ghost was a hallucination created by those who believe in it.
Okay.
All right. Like, you saw where this was going.
I'm not as big of a fan anymore. No,
but just wait for the story.
Phil sounds like an asshole.
This is not about Phil. Phil... So, the guy who was behind this, who came up with this theory, he is a mathematical geneticist. His name is Dr. A.R. George Owen. So, we're going to call him Dr. Owen. And they also had a psychologist who was overseeing the experiment. His name was Dr. Joel Witten. So, here are the test group, the people who were involved. So, Owen's wife was involved. Her name's Iris. Margaret Sparrow, she was a former chairperson of Mensa Canada. Do you guys know what Mensa is?
It's the smart people.
It is. It's the high IQ society.
I don't belong there. I have no idea what it was.
These are people who have an IQ of 98th percentile and up. So she was the...
Definitely don't belong there.
former chairperson. So she's very, very intelligent.
Okay.
I've never taken an IQ test. I don't know. I definitely would not be
there, but I'm afraid to.
I refuse to.
I would not be in Mensa.
I wouldn't be the former vice president of Mensa.
Points to you for knowing what Mensa was.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
0 points to me.
0 points to you. You're not part of Mensa.
I'll accept that.
Andy H. So some of these people, they don't have their last names. So Andy H., he was an industrial designer. And his wife, Lorne, was also involved. Al Peacock, who was a heating engineer. Bernice, she was an accountant. Dorothy O'Donnell was a bookkeeper, and Sydney was a sociology student. So they kind of got people from all lifespans, all kind of different socioeconomic statuses, all of that. So they are the test group. Next, the purpose of the study, like I said, was to create a fictional character and then attempt to communicate through a seance. So the character they created, can you guys guess what his name was?
George.
This is the Philip experiment.
Stephen. I was thinking, who's the most famous ghost we know?
George. He just came right out with George.
George is everywhere.
I like your dedication.
You really were. They came up with a guy named Philip. A.K.A. Whatever. The Philip experiment.
George experiment.
His name was Philip Aylesford. So this is the backstory. They all came up with a backstory for him, too.
Okay.
So he was born in 1624 in England. He had an early military career and was knighted at the age of 16. He was in the English Civil War and became personal friends with Charles II and was even a spy for him. Philip was unhappily married to a woman, Dorothea, and later fell in love with another woman.
Hang on. Dorothea.
Dorothea. Okay. Philip was unhappily married to a woman, Dorothea, and later fell in love with another woman, Margot, who was accused of witchcraft by his wife, Dorothea.
Damn witches.
And so this was 1624, you know. So
just P.S. I don't mean that really.
No, I know.
I know.
Okay. You really want to be a witch.
I know.
What do they do back in the 1600s when someone was accused of being a witch?
They hang them.
They burn them at the stake.
Burn them at the stake. I was too far ahead. I was like 18.
So Philip was,
you know, you're really great at what you do at your job, but you're probably not a member of Mensa.
I've already made that very clear.
Philip was devastated after his one true love was burned, and he killed himself at the age of 30 in 1654.
Yes, this is a fake story, so I can make it whatever I want. This is a fake story,
yes. They created this. Philip is not real.
She could have been hanged, okay?
Yeah, she could have been hanged.
I'm also not convinced it's not Dorothy instead of Dorothea.
They said Dorothea.
Okay, that's fine.
So the test group participants, they created this whole biography and backstory of Philip. They even had one of the members sketch a portrait of him. So they, like, had him visualize, like, this is what he looks like. So the main goal, objective, they wanted to establish communication with Philip, but they also wanted to have an apparition. So they're like, let's visualize what would Philip look like, so that way if you see him, you know it's him. So, okay.
Got it.
So the group, what they were doing, they would sit around a table, they would have a seance, and they would have no contact, no communication. And this lasted for like a year, which I was like, this is a very long experiment to go for a year without any kind of communication whatsoever. So after about a year of nothing, they were like, let's switch things up. Dr. Owen was like, let's switch things up a bit. So he started dimming the lights, setting the mood, changed the environment so that way it looked more like a seance. You're not having a seance with the big fluorescent lights on, you know?
Okay.
So they would sing songs. He would tell them to sing songs. He surrounded them with pictures of the type of castle that Philip was imagined to have been in, and even put objects from that time period, like relics and things like that. Once he did that, things kind of started taking off. Participants began feeling a presence. They reported table vibrations, knocks. Like, they would do, like, what we do at ghost hunts. We would be like, if you can hear this, can you please make a knock? And we'll, like, do a knock. Sorry, that was a lot louder than I meant. We'll, like, do a knock and then ask them to mimic it. So they would do that and ask the Philip to mimic it, and they would hear a response back. They also would hear unexplained echoes, breezes, like wind blowing, and rapping sounds, which matched responses to questions about Philip's life. So they'd say, knock once for yes, knock two for no.
I pictured like somebody rapping in the background. Like,
me too.
Yo, it's me, Philip, and I'm here to say.
My name is Phil.
Oh. You're here to say your name is Phil? Your name is Phil? Okay.
I need to let it go.
What?
My name is, you know what I'm singing. Okay. Okay. So.
Are you talking about a Slim Shady?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Took me a minute, but I'm here.
My name is Phil. I need to let it go. Okay. We're done with that. So the table that they were sitting around even would move and tilted on a single leg at one point and would move across the room without any human interference. The floor was covered with thick carpeting, so it was not like it was like easy for it to slide around.
Okay.
So the video I just showed them, and you guys can always find this on YouTube too, just go the Philip experiment. It just showed them sitting around the table, and you can see the table moving at one point. You can see they all have their hands on the table. So, I mean, could they have moved the table? I don't know. But you can hear knocking in response to questions they're asking while all of their hands are on the table. So they would get responses. The table was moving around. Philip's answers, though, were all things that the group members would have known because they created his own backstory. So some members thought that they heard whispers, but they never captured any voice heard on tape. They would ask Philip to dim the lights, and the lights would dim instantly. They would ask him to turn the lights back on, and the lights would go back on right away. At one point, they reported feeling a cold breeze blow across the table, and they would say, Philip, can you stop the breeze? And the breeze would stop. And they would say, Philip, can you make the breeze start again? And the breeze would start again. So it was like responding at commands. At one point, a fine mist formed on the table. Mm-hmm. Philip never did appear. They never got any apparitions, although audio and video did document some paranormal phenomena. So if you YouTube this, you'll hear some knocking sounds. You'll see the table kind of move. That's what they're kind of talking about. They did also conduct a seance in front of a live audience of about 50 people and filmed this as part of a documentary. So during this particular seance, there was rapping on the table, noises were heard around the room, and the lights were blinking on and off. The table levitated as well, rising about a half inch off the floor, Everybody reported witnessing it, the audience, the film crew, but the dim lighting prevented the cameras from catching it, so there's no evidence of it.
Got it.
Although, you know, 50-plus people reported seeing it, so who knows? Overall, they thought the experiment went pretty well, so they tried it with a different group of people and new ghosts, which I'm putting ghosts in quotations because these are, again, ghosts that they're creating. Lilith was the name of one ghost, which I hate that name.
Lilith?
Because I think, have you ever seen Supernatural?
No.
Like the evil little girl, her name is Lilith.
Oh, I see.
So it's okay. Like that and Toby. Like Toby from Paranormal Activity, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking The Office.
I was thinking Spider-Man. From The Office, yes.
That's exactly, I was about to say, oh, from The Office, yes.
Yes, that too. So those names, like Lilith and Toby, I'm just like, ugh, I get shivers. Sebastian was another ghost, and even Axel, who was a ghost from the future, which I really want to know how that works.
Axl Rose, obviously.
How does a ghost come from the future?
I feel like that's a good dog's name.
It's like Phil from the future.
It's, I don't know. Let me think about that. Let me process it. Okay, it's like you process it. Teleporting ghost, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Back to the future.
I don't know. So Sydney, Australia, they also did a similar test with the Skippy experiment, which created the story of Skippy.
Oh, man. Skippy.
And reported that Skippy communicated through raps and scratching sounds.
If you could stop saying raps.
Raps.
This picture of ghost rapping.
That noise is not going well.
Yo, my name is Skippy and Knox. I'm here to say.
Knox? I don't know what else to say.
I'm just kidding. I just want to get stuck in my head.
So Dr. Owen, or no, not Dr. Owen, sorry, the psychologist Joel, concluded that the effects were produced by participants as a subconscious defense mechanism, causing behavior to regress to a childlike mentality. So he's like, they wanted to see a ghost so bad, they made one appear, basically. Other conclusions is that our unconscious could be responsible for this kind of phenomena sometimes. It did say sometimes, so I'm going to put sometimes there for you guys.
Thank you.
Other people view that even though, yes, Philip was fictional and they created him, maybe the group did actually contact someone. Perhaps a playful or demonic spirit took the opportunity through the seance to act as Philip and produce activity.
I mean, that's what I said, exactly.
That's exactly what you said.
I don't know. It looked like they had some activity. Who says it has to be Philip? Philip was fake.
Sure. I guess I just don't understand. Like, how is it they're like an unconscious thing if the camera picked up the sound?
And multiple people.
Not even the people. Like, people, maybe everybody's got this unconscious thing, but how does a camera pick up a sound?
I don't know.
And it's not real.
I don't know.
Phil, I think you're full of shit.
Phil is full of shit. He's fake.
The main criticism from the experiment is that the experiment lacked control factors, which would have verified its validity, which...
How are you going to do that, though?
Right. It's not like this is, like, a study that people had done before this time, so it's like he was kind of doing things as it was coming along.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how do you control that? How do you control...
I guess you have one group that has, like, the fake ghost and one that doesn't. Maybe. We've got our own experiments to conduct. Right. It's looking like, thank God I'm a genius and I can do this.
Yeah. I would like to see this. Like I said, this was done in the 70s. I would like to see this done in today's day and age, you know.
I bet you there has been some 50-plus studies.
Years later and see how it's done. Yeah. This experiment did inspire two movies, The Apparition and The Quiet Ones.
Never seen either of those.
I've never seen either of them either, but I want to now that I've heard about this experiment. So, results were inconclusive.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, but what were they going to come out and say? Yes, 100%.
Yeah. He was basically trying to be like, ghosts aren't real. They're just a hallucination. But he couldn't. I mean.
You can't really say that either, though.
Can't really say that either.
Okay.
So, what I'm hearing is that he couldn't prove that ghosts weren't real.
That's exactly right.
He couldn't, but he also could not prove that ghosts are real.
He set out to prove that they weren't real, but he couldn't prove that.
No, but you're also proving it with, what, 5-6 people in a group?
Again, this is uncharted territory.
It is.
At the time.
I just thought it was a very interesting experiment, and you guys know how I am. I'm the skeptic, and...
I'd never heard of that.
I've never heard of it.
What? I'm a little bit sad that his name's not George.
But it was the Philip experiment. It's
fine. We can have the George experiment. You guys want to conduct our own?
Missed opportunity.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, if you guys want to look, you can actually see the real footage from the 70s if you could go to YouTube and look at the Philip experiment. You okay?
I just wasn't sure if you were going to say experience or I don't know.
Experiment. There you guys go. There's my paranormal for y'all. How are you feeling? Remember when I did a UFO story for you? How great that was.
Let's go back to that time.
Remind me. Concussion brain.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the one that you tried to disprove the whole time?
I really did not try to disprove Men in Black. Mm-hmm. I said, I think they're government agents. I think there probably is.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're aliens, but I think they're government. Who are probably trying to keep people quiet.
Okay, I'm going to bring the spinner up.
Nope. She's mad at me.
It's I'm orange, you're purple.
Okay.
And I'm going to spin.
Okay.
It's spin.
I'm looking.
Spinning noise.
I'm paying attention.
Spinning noise.
This is so long.
Oh, there I am.
Yay. Oh, yay, it's you.
It is me.
And she has a PowerPoint that's on my computer.
I'm going to give you a ba-choo every time now.
Can you guys see that?
This is called Helltown.
Okay.
Can you see it, Boydston?
I can. Okay. Bye, Blair.
By Blair. Always by Blair, which I love.
I don't know what else to write in the next spot.
No, I know. I love it.
I could just write nothing, but
you could just...
I could, but I don't want
delete
to.
Delete it.
I don't want
it's
to.
It's fine. It's fine. No big deal.
She wants don't pressure credit.
Me. That way nobody can take my hard work.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So if you can tell, I'm talking about this place called Helltown. Mm-hmm. It is in the... Oh, you can change. It's in the northern portion of Summit County, Ohio. And it's made up of Boston Township.
I was like, is it near Boston?
Interestingly enough, it's part of Boston Township, Boston Village, but these are all in Ohio.
Okay.
Boston, Ohio.
Oh, Boston, Ohio, not yes. Massachusetts. Gotcha. Yes. I didn't even know there was another Boston.
I know. That's why I'm trying to tell you about it. Portions of Sagamore Hills and Northfield Center Townships. These areas are usually lumped together and referred to as Boston Mills, Ohio.
Okay. You don't have to say Ohio. I gotcha now.
But honestly, people just call it either Boston or Helltown.
Okay.
So catchy. Helltown.
Helltown. I want to live there. So when people say, hey, where are you from? Helltown.
You can't live there.
This place is hell.
It is hell. Dun, dun, dun. It's founded in 1806 and was known as the oldest village in, oh, for God's sake. It was known as the oldest village in Summit County. You changed too soon.
I did because I laughed. And my finger.
Could you put your finger down? No, it's okay. You can
leave. My finger was hovering and I laughed and my finger just went down.
Sarah's unamused. She changed my slide. She changed my slide too quickly.
Sorry.
I didn't hear the cue.
I didn't hear the cue.
I know.
I laughed. Trigger happy. All right, continue.
All right, so anyhow, where was I? Don't know.
Helltown.
Yeah, that's about as far as I got. The first mill was built in the 1820s, and several years later, the Ohio and Erie Canal was built. Just give me a little back history on this beautiful town of Boston.
Okay.
This brought more people into the area, but around 1880, a railroad station was built, and clearly this town was booming. It's humongous. I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious. It's pretty tiny, but it did grow because of the Erie Canal there.
I was like, railway?
It had a stop there.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Never mind.
They built like one little stop
there. I was believing you.
It was pretty uneventful stuff going on there until about 1974. So around this time, there was a lot of concern over the destruction of our forest in the country.
Sure. Yeah.
So in response, President Gerald Ford signed a bill that gave the federal government's National Park Service permission to decide what land can be used for national parks. So on December 27th, 1974, the NPS decided that hundreds of acres that
NIPS.
Was
NIPS. National Preservation Society?
Park. National Park Service.
Damn it. So
I literally just said it. <sentence before.
laughs> Let me tell you what it is, then you guess what it is.
I'm sorry.
That's a fun game, too. Let's keep doing that.
Sorry. I was so close. I was thinking preserve. You're talking about preserving the forest.
It's Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. That's I love that show. About.
Another non-member of Mensa came.
I never claimed to be Mensa.
Lindsay and I have solidified our place. Not in Mensa.
We are definitely not in Mensa. We're not even in Mensa's, like, chapter.
Like honorable mention.
Like the step below Mensa. We're not even in there.
Yeah. No, we got nothing. Sorry.
Their chapter?
I went with it. I said honorable mention.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Winston. Come on. Be a good friend here. Back me up when I sound like an idiot.
It's okay.
I blame the wine.
I did many times in the first. Well, all the time, actually.
You did a great job.
So the Nips, they decided that hundreds of acres of land that was part of Boston, Ohio, would be the perfect place for the Cuyahoga, I guess that's how it's pronounced, Cuyahoga Valley National Park, and started buying the property from residents who had been there for pretty much their whole lives, or for a very long time. Okay. So these people, they didn't realize that the federal government had the power to use the right of eminent domain to acquire land from private owners in order to clear the way for the national park. So basically, they just went in and said, you got to go.
Yeah.
You have no choice. They,
the Nips aren't very sensitive, huh?
No. No.
Nips don't care.
They don't care. They got to preserve, okay? That's their goal. The people who lived there, they were forced to leave their homes, and they would leave messages on the inside of their house. They painted on the walls that said, now we know how the Indians felt.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
A lot of them said that.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I know.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. Not good. Not good.
So houses were boarded up and covered in signs that said no trespassing that were posted by the federal government.
Yeah.
Houses sat vacant for a long time. Some were demolished and some were intentionally burned, I guess. And this was a training training exercise.
They burned houses as a training exercise?
For fire departments.
Oh, okay.
I just couldn't get to that part because I was stuck on experiment and just exercise.
Because of the Philip experiment. I gotcha.
Yes. There. So what I'm saying is sometimes you'll see houses that are some are still standing and some are halfway burned. It's kind of bizarre to see.
I get you.
The government never really followed through on making this into a park. So it basically sat neglected, which is the perfect scene for a ghost town.
Duh.
Or Vanish Town, whatever you want to call it. But I prefer Ghost Town, perfectly, personally. What? Have I had a stroke tonight?
Did you just say perfectly?
Yes, I did. Maybe that's my superpower for my COVID vaccine.
Welcome to Lindsay's world where I never say words right, ever.
I think there's something in your high moon.
Somebody asked me at work, by the way, to they're like, Lindsay, how do you pronounce this word? I was like, I am not the person to ask at all.
How do you pronounce?
I don't know. Well, you can't say it because then I'll...
Okay, so what do you call...
Oh, gosh. I don't like this game. I'm going to be bad at this game.
What do you call a sudden, violent, and illegal seizure of power from a government?
We're talking about the Capitol. Oh, no. I called it a coup. And she goes, it's called a coup. And I was like, a coup. And she goes, a coup. And I said, a coup. And we went back and forth a solid 2 minutes. And she pulled it up on Google and was like, and had Google pronounce. It said, coup. And I was like, I believe you. I believe Google. But I've always heard it pronounced a coup. Like, it's a coup against the Capitol.
Always heard it incorrectly. What?
Never heard it called a coup.
It's a coup d'etat.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Coup is short for coup d'etat.
French. I've never heard coup d'etat. What's coup d'etat? Okay.
We'll continue this discussion.
Okay. So I learned something new today. This week, I learned that, you know, what happened against the Capitol was a coup.
And our coworkers think we're 12.
Yes. Because I called it a coup and...
I was like, coup.
Boydston, stopped and the coworkers just looking back and forth between me and Boydston and she's going, coup. And I'm going, coup. Coop.
Okay, what night you learned?
Yeah, I did. That's why I said I learned something new. I've never heard it pronounced that way in my life.
So
continue.
Did you ever watch Big Brother?
No, I've never watched Big Brother. Oh. Why?
One of their rewards was a coup d'etat, and so you could kind of overturn what the other person said. Anyway, go ahead.
I've never seen it. Sorry.
It's okay. We're gonna look up coup d'etat in a little while, and you're gonna be
I cannot wait.
Fluent in that. Me, I'm still just going to struggle, and I have no reason to
I never
struggle.
Took French. Listen, I took Spanish.
I did. Clearly, I'm fluent in French. If you I don't know if our Catacombs episode is aired now.
It'll be.
You get then. To hear me speak fluently. French.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. That's the only word I know.
All right, back to my ghost town. So there's tons of legends that go on here, and I named
Love
a bunch of them.
Okay.
But I couldn't name all of them because there's a ton. And just... to explain this too, I wasn't sure if this should fit into our smorgasbord episode or paranormal, but I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
So here we are. The first one I was going to tell you about is called the government conspiracy.
Oh, this is right up Boydston's alley.
So it said that there's a cover-up by the government to hide the fact that they spilled deadly chemicals in the area, which caused mutations to the people who lived there. And sometimes they say that, okay, I picture, like, zombies. That's kind of what I think. They have all these, like, horror stories and people talking about, like, people crawling out at night and stuff.
From sure. the graves, or?
No. Okay. These are, like, live people that maybe were in the water or drank the water or were exposed to these chemicals. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I also get, like, real-life Stranger Things vibes from this
place. Get out of here with your condescending okay.
No, I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is the Boston Township Cemetery. Those are the pictures that I have shown you here. Actually, it's a pretty nice cemetery. Okay. There's a World War II memorial. There's a hiking trail right next to it. And still being used as a burial plot for people, for some families there.
Right.
The legend is that the cemetery is haunted by a ghost that sits on a bench and stares blankly into outer space, or just out into the creation.
Into outer space.
It says into creation, but I didn't like that.
Yeah. He's thinking. Just
stares blankly. That was a quote from somebody, the into creation.
He's processing life and death.
There we go.
I don't like hike, but if I did, I would want it to be by a cemetery.
Yeah, so you could especially see the ghost. Especially a
haunted cemetery. Of course you would.
It's also said that the trees in the cemetery just move, like what? Move from one spot to the other. Stay with me.
I was thinking swaying in the wind. No,
I know. I had to really read through that one. But some people have said that members of a satanic cult caused the trees to move in order to protect the cult's secrets.
What? So
girl, I'm telling you legends. These are not mine.
I know. I'm just like, okay, it's getting crazier. Trees moving, satanic cults.
There's a lot of like lore going around in this stuff.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Helltown.
I know, right? And supposedly there are graves of children who were killed in a bus accident. Aww. Next slide, please.
It's always kids in a bus.
Which brings us to our next legend, which is that of the school bus.
Oh. I'm trying to read what it said below the sign. A nice place to something, a better place to something.
Yeah, I'm going to go with neither of those things.
Gosh, I can't make it out. It's so blurry.
I don't know, but I don't think I want to go there.
A better place to live. Oh, a nice place to visit, a better place to live.
Oh, that's cute.
Is it? Okay. Let's move to Helltown, honey. It's a nice place to visit, better place to live.
I mean, it's catchy. It's a catchy slogan. I'll go with that. So the bus there, it said that a whole busload of children were murdered in the woods by a serial killer.
What?
It's also been said that it could have been a couple of murderers, an escaped patient from a mental health hospital, or cult members who murdered these children.
What?
The bus is still there, and the seats have been removed, and some people have claimed to see children's spirits inside of the bus.
Oh, I don't like children's spirits.
There have also been claims of hearing screams and laughter coming from the bus.
Oh, I don't like that.
Some people have said that they see the ghost of a man who they assume is the killer.
Oh, I don't like that either.
Locals tried to get rid of the bus, but each time they try, something bad happens, like death or injury.
Oh.
So they eventually just left it alone.
I don't like that either. I don't like any of this bus thing.
Pshoo! Nailed it. All right. Next place is the house in the woods.
That place is haunted.
One look at it, we're like, haunted.
It looks awful, right? So there's actually a couple houses there. I mean, again, these people just up and left, so... There's a couple houses, and they were from the 60s, so they don't look, like, too terribly old. Apparently, there's one, though, that the light is always on in the upstairs window.
Let me guess, there's no electricity in Helltown.
Probably not.
This doesn't look like a place that has electricity, judging
nobody
by...
Nobody lives there, you so know, I don't
the
know.
The vines growing in the windows.
It is a little suspicious that a light is on. Also, the church that you can see in the upper right-hand corner of my pictures. There are two churches that people talk about in Boston Mills. And they say that there's an evil man who lives in the basement and guards the church. And it's owned by devil worshippers. There's also candles burning constantly. And the churches have upside-down crosses all inside of them.
Nope. That's satanic right then and there.
Helltown's got some issues, I think.
Have you ever seen, like, a satanic movie or demonic possession movie? All the crosses turn upside down.
Slowly. Yes.
Hate that. Nope.
Yeah, so apparently that's the church is there.
Demons.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else you were expecting from Helltown.
That's true. I shouldn't be surprised by Helltown.
The next legend is of the hearse. There is a house at the end of one of the roads where a creepy man lives, and he drives...
Creepy man.
I don't know how else to describe it.
Maybe creepy man. He's a very nice man, okay?
He's just misunderstood.
There's a house at the end of the road where a misunderstood man lives, and he drives a hearse.
Hey, listen, maybe he got a really good deal on the hearse, okay?
This hearse has one headlight out, so only one of them works, aww, and he chases you out of the town, okay, with his hearse, okay?
Probably chases the people out. They call him creepy. The
satanic
cult. Boyton's like, listen, I understand him.
You're like, listen, don't chase me. I just want to be
left alone.
I'll leave you alone. Friends. You leave me alone.
I mean, that could work, actually.
That could.
The next legend is of the end of the world. That's what they call it.
Oh, Boydson's touching her heart.
Wait a second.
You know that she doesn't like this.
This is a road.
Okay.
It's possessed. And there are many fatal car accidents that have happened here. People claim that something evil will take over you while you're driving and force you to crash. And also, if you drive this road at night, then a group of cult members might surround your car and try to trap you.
Why are there so many cults in Helltown?
Helltown's got a lot of issues. I remember, I'm only telling you like a handful of
things. If I was going to be in a satanic cult, I would go to a town called Helltown.
Truth. So the end of the road is on the left. And I did look at some pictures, or end of the world is on the left. I mean, my pictures. And in some of the pictures, like once you get to the end of the road, it drops off like a huge cliff.
Oh, wow.
I shouldn't say cliff, but it drops off like a huge steep. And so people fly over, and that's what causes the
problems.
Maybe
that's why people
die. It could be. They think maybe that's part of the problem, but it is pretty sketchy.
This is right here.
I'm unsure.
It looks like a body literally in the road.
It could be. Probably. It's the end of the world. You'll never know. But the ones on the right, those are called the highway to hell.
I feel like
Highway to hell.
I was waiting for it.
I was going to start, but I started laughing too much because I looked at you like, are you serious?
The highway to hell is connected to the end of the world.
Is this what inspired the song?
I'm unsure.
We're going to go. It's possible. Let's go with yes.
Yes,
let's
definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
The highway to hell, there's a serial killer with an axe.
Yes.
And he's been murdering people who drive on this road at night.
I really like this town.
So they have cults. Check it out. They have people who possess you while you're driving.
Everything we need.
They have a serial killer.
And ghosts in the cemetery.
And ghosts. A misunderstood man.
With a hearse.
With a one headlight hearse.
One headlight hearse. There's a song there waiting to happen. I can just hear it. We gotta write it.
One headlight hearse.
Okay. I like it.
Oh, I liked that.
Thank you. Thank you. All credit due to Highway to Hell.
Okay, I think I'm ready for next slide. We're almost done.
More roads.
Yes. In a railroad crossing, it looks like.
Choo-choo.
All right, so the picture on the left there you see is called the Slaughterhouse.
Ooh, a slaughterhouse.
So there really was no...
That's what gets you excited. Okay.
This place has everything.
They have something for all of us.
This place has everything.
Lindsay has cult, a slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse, cults, demonic possession. It's ghosts. Got some ghosts. It's got a misunderstood man.
Yeah.
This we place has everything.
One hundo. Okay. The slaughterhouse. So there really is no official slaughterhouse as part of Boston Mills or Helltown, but this is what this place is referred to as. And apparently you will see ghost faces if you look inside of the windows.
Oh.
Creepy. On the right-hand side, you will see pictures of Crybaby Bridge.
What?
This is a popular space.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you really?
Yeah, I almost did a story on it.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Sure did.
I've never heard of it.
Sorry to ruin your story. Well, you can go into a lot more depth if you want.
Go ahead. I'll give my little anecdote afterwards.
Okay. So it said that if you bring, this is the legend around it. If you bring an extra set of keys, you lock one set inside of your car. While it's parked on the bridge, if you walk away and come back to it, you'll find the car covered in dust with footprints all over it, and the car will be running but still locked. So somebody with little tiny footprints has turned your car on.
And covered it in dust.
Apparently. That is Crybaby Bridge. Those are both two different views. I mean, they're the same thing, Crybaby Bridge.
So there's
Bridge.
A video.
Okay, yes.
They're trying to provoke this. And during the video, you can hear this audible crying.
Mm. Is that why they call it Crybaby?
I would assume so. I don't know.
Probably. They didn't really talk about that very much.
Do they talk about, like, the legend behind Crybaby Ridge? Like, why?
They probably did, but I'm going to be honest, I didn't delve too hard into each legend because there are so many, and I think I did, like, 7 or 8, and there's probably 10 more about the whole town.
That's crazy. I want to look into this now. I definitely want to see that video.
That's the end of my story, but the next slide you can see kind of a layout of the town if you want to see, if you're curious.
So a pretty small town.
Where does the misunderstood man live?
The end of the road somewhere.
There's a crazy house in the woods.
The crazy house in the woods, obviously.
Is that the slaughterhouse? We're going to call it the slaughterhouse. Yeah.
This is the best image I could find about like what it actually looks like there.
So can we go there?
You can. So Boston Mills, I think, don't come for me if I'm saying this wrong, people, but I think Boston Mills is like a tourist place now just right down the road that has a ski resort in it. And I picture it kind of like our Winter Creek, what's it called?
Snow Creek.
Snow Creek. I picture it kind of like that. But it looks kind of cool. And that's, I think, where all the trails and stuff are coming from. Mm-hmm. They're just right around there. So you can go stay there. And there's lots of people who have gone, walked through, taken videos and such.
So it's, like, open, like, to the public where people can, like, go.
I don't think it's necessarily, like, promoted. I don't think people go there unless you know, like us,
it's about probably it. Not on Travelocity, but...
But there is a whole, like, series on maybe Travel Channel, either Travel Channel or History Channel, about Helltown. And I remember seeing it, like, on, or maybe it was Investigation Discovery. You get what I'm saying. But it had, like, a whole season or so about just this place.
Hmm. This is amazing. It's got all of the great things into one town.
I want to go there. It.
We should go.
Strong work. I really like that.
Thank you.
Good job. I've never heard of it, so that's interesting.
Thank you, TikTok, for your suggestions. You got to get right on there.
You and the TikTok.
I get a lot of good ideas from there.
Yeah. Love it. Mm, yeah. All right, Boydston. Why are you staring at me like that?
Because she goes, yeah.
I said, love it. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you made that clear.
All right. Boydston, where are you taking us?
Mm, yeah.
We've all stayed in the U.S. so far. Oh, no, I went to Canada.
You stayed
your own story.
I already forgot what I did.
You and stayed in North America.
Yeah, international. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Speaking of international, we're going to go to the Czech Republic.
Oh, okay. I don't think we've done a story here before.
No, I'm sure we haven't.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay. So the Huska Castle.
The what's
I almost picked this. So what, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Huska.
Look at you guys. You guys are such on the same wavelength.
Are you surprised
at all? She almost did the crybaby bridge. You almost did her castle.
We both did Ouija board.
Both of which I've never heard of. So I'm like, those are just Sarah's.
Well, I actually love the Czech Republic.
Really?
I love
the weird
thing. Why? I love their language.
I don't know. Accent. Yeah. So when I was in elementary school or junior high, I can't remember. But one of the times they asked you to pick a country. Of course, I picked Czech Republic to do my history on. Yes, I don't know why.
I honestly don't know much about the Czech Republic, so.
I was asked to pick a state, and I had to write to the governor, and so I chose Wisconsin.
Oh, cute.
We had to do a country, and I chose France.
I would have picked Mississippi, I'm just saying, because I can spell it fast.
You can spell it really fast.
I would have told them
you're
that,
so
too.
Smart.
In the letter.
Mm-hmm. All right, Czech Republic.
I can spell your state really fast. You want to hear? Listen.
MISSISSISSIPPI.
Oh.
Damn it.
I was waiting for
it. I've had too much wine.
Oh, is that the... Okay.
Well, all right, where are we going? What castle? We'll Who's it? What's
Huska.
It?
The Huska Castle.
Who's it?
What? In the Czech Republic. The Huska Castle is located 47 kilometers or 29 miles north Thank of you. Prague in the Czech Republic. And she's haunted.
Ooh.
So this castle was built in the 13th century to serve as an administration center for the royal estates. It passed through the hands of different aristocrats through the years and was renovated in the 16th century. And in the 18th century, it served as a residence and fell into disrepair until it was purchased by Princess Hohenlohe in 1897.
She laughed, but I don't...
The names, I think it's I'm right. Sorry. No, I believe you. I'm sorry. Continue.
Princess Hohenlohe.
Okay. Believe you.
In 1897. Yep. And then later bought by the president of Škoda.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying anything. She's the one laughing at this
You're
point.
You're making faces.
She laughed.
This is perfect pronunciation. It's Škoda. And the president of Škoda was Josef Šimonek.
She's still laughing.
I'm doing a great job.
I think you are too.
Thank you. So this was in 1924.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to repronounce anything?
Nope. I got it all. Škoda.
Škoda?
Škoda.
Nailed it.
Škoda. Josef Šimonek.
Oh my God. Oh, you're so good.
Okay.
It was still owned by his descendants as of 2020.
Mm.
So during World War II,
You're getting so good at this.
Thank you. The Viamacht. Come. The, oh my God. The Viamacht.
Did you practice?
No, I just wrote it phonetically in my paper.
That's smart.
That's the secret.
That's what I do too, actually.
Do you know what the Viamacht is?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a city. I don't know. I made that up.
So close. It's the
so smart.
The Unified Armed Forces of Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I knew that.
So watch out.
Her application's coming in soon.
This podcast is actually my application. So
the Wehrmacht occupied the castle until 1945, and the Nazis are said to have conducted experiments into the occult. And according to one source, locals believe that they had been using the powers of hell for their experiments.
Oh, Nazis. Yikes. If anybody was going to be doing that, it'd be the Nazis.
The Nazis.
The evilest
people. In one of the courtyards, the bodies of three German soldiers have been recovered, and all of them were executed.
Okay.
Apparently, Huska Castle, specifically the chapel, was built over a large hole in the ground that is said to be a gateway to hell.
Oh.
It was so deep, no one could see the bottom of it. That's what she said. And...
Leave it to you to do it. That's what she said about a gateway to hell.
I loved it.
What is wrong with you?
Lots of things.
I loved it.
Legend says animal-human hybrids were reported to have crawled out of it.
What?
And dark-winged, otherworldly creatures flew in the vicinity.
Do they mean werewolves and vampires?
I was thinking like half pig, half human.
Human-animal like hybrid is werewolf.
I was thinking like half like wolf.
Werewolf.
Human. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Werewolves. And then it said like winged creatures, vampires.
I wouldn't call a vampire a winged creature.
Mothman, but okay. two different pages, but no, okay.
This is where Mothman came from. Full circle.
Here's what I was thinking. The Wizard of Oz, those little things that fly around.
Flying monkeys. Yes. Those are terrifying.
That's what I was thinking.
Why are you laughing at that?
That's what I was thinking.
Those are terrifying.
I thought they invaded Huska Castle.
I was terrified as a child watching The Wizard of Oz. Because the monkeys.
The monkeys.
Monkey bash.
Oh my.
That's Monster Mash.
I know it's the Monster Bash. I was doing a play on words.
It's Monster Mash, not Bash.
Monster Mash.
There you go.
Okay, so winged creatures, not vampires.
Or monkeys.
Or Mothman. Or monkeys.
I call them winged.
Winged.
Winged. Winged.
You keep saying winged.
Winged.
It is winged, I think. Okay, I'm overthinking.
So you guys make me overthink all the words I say, and then I sound stupid.
Werewolves and flying monkeys. Got it.
More stupid.
They came out of the hole.
Damn it.
So when construction on the castle began, all prisoners sentenced to death were offered a pardon if they agreed to be lowered by rope into the hole and then report back.
Ugh. No, thank you. Do you want to go down into this deep, dark hole that nobody knows where it leads to?
Sure. Yes. So other people thought this was a great idea. And so when the first person was lowered, he began screaming after just a few seconds. And when he was pulled back to the surface, he looked like he had aged 30 years.
I hate her so much.
He had grown wrinkles and his hair had turned white.
Shut up.
He had to be sent to an insane asylum and died just a few days later of unknown causes.
Shut up.
The castle has a reputation for housing various types of ghosts, and here are just a few of them. People have claimed to see a large, headless black horse running around with blood gushing from its neck.
What?
It's said to run towards the front of the castle and jump into the air and then vanish.
Okay. That's terrifying.
Guests have also claimed to see a line of people chained together walking towards the castle. Each person along the chains has a horrific injury. Ew. So some people are said to be carrying their heads or other body parts, and that's terrible.
Czech Republic.
Their own heads?
You guys are gruesome.
God.
Gory.
A giant black dog is said to be attacking and biting the people along the chain, okay. And some of these sightings have lasted several minutes. Workers in the inner courtyard have heard voices coming from the chapel. On investigation, though, nobody's there. A black figure has been seen on the upper floor and is thought to be the ghost of an unknown male. One person stayed at the castle at the end of the 1800s, and he reported that he saw a black winged creature flying around the inner courtyard.
It's Edward.
Which he believed to be Muffin. Demons.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Some dogs behave strangely in the courtyard as if they're spooked.
Yeah. If this place is haunted, yeah, I can see that.
Demonic entities are said to be seen in the chapel, along with strange moaning, screams, and voices.
Nope. No, thank you.
You guys should come out with a single.
Please edit that out. That was really embarrassing for Sarah and me, but the high moons and the
I really
wine,
enjoyed it.
They are hit.
That was my strange moan.
Yeah, I know.
Very strange.
I got you.
Just giving a sound effect.
You should not have joined in.
I especially liked your facial expression, which they'll never see.
It's a good thing.
On the third floor, the ghost of a beautiful woman in a white dress has been seen.
Oh,
and she's often
lovely.
Peering out a window.
Something lovely versus the black and the death and the demons.
You mean a dead bride?
Like, no, she said a lovely woman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
All right.
Hold on. She already discarded that paper.
A beautiful young woman.
A beautiful young woman. Yeah, she's not carrying her head or her limb.
Okay. I mean, that is, yeah, different.
Something nice.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Some friends were having a drink on the third floor.
Okay.
And when the glass started to move around the table, and then it lifted up in the air.
Oh.
The whole group gasped as they witnessed it. The glass then lowered itself back onto the table and slid to the center.
Oh.
Oh. A couple were relaxing in their room when they both heard a strange noise.
Relaxing.
I mean, some people actually relax, Lindsay. We already know you're great at swallowing. Don't rub it in.
Stop.
Don't rub it in.
Stop. Just because I took my shot in one shot.
You were the one who bragged about it. I'm just saying.
You guzzled that.
Great at swallowing.
I'm sorry. I did not say I'm great at swallowing. I did. You guys didn't take it in one shot. And Boyd said Lindsay's great at swallowing.
It's my go-to joke.
Yes.
So a couple were doing whatever they do in their room when they both heard a strange noise like something heavy hitting the floor close to them. They turned and saw two dark figures on the stairs, and they think that they heard one whisper something about killing young girls.
Oh, not okay. No, thank you, dark figure. I don't kill people.
Agreed. Yeah. It's bad.
The cellar.
Thank you for your commentary, Sarah.
The cellar is nicknamed Satan's office.
Satan's office? What?
That does not sound scary at all.
I'm going to go downstairs to Satan's office.
Satan's office.
Where he does his official business.
This is Satan's office. Let's go get some,
picture Toby, right? In an office.
His HR little cubicle.
Michael being like, welcome to Satan's office.
It's exactly what Michael would call Toby's cubicle.
Yeah. It even has Toby's a throne cubicle. Embellished with horns and a trident.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A black robed faceless priest.
I can't with you. Stop it.
Has been seen materializing in front of the throne and walking up the steps before vanishing.
Sarah.
Okay. What's odd is that the castle wasn't built with any defenses. It had no water source, no kitchen. It wasn't near any trade routes, and no one lived there at the time of its completion. It's in a remote, forested, swampy mountain area.
So why build it?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It was built because of the hole and was thought to be a gateway to hell. Therefore, by constructing it, they were able to keep the demons trapped. And that
doesn't sound like they did a good job.
Well, they're trapped at the castle. They're not
trapped in Satan's office.
They're just hanging out
like
in his
go
office.
Up and they're like, nah. Yeah.
And that's why it's one of the most haunted locations in the world. You can find it featured on shows like Legendary Locations, Ghost Hunters International, and Most Haunted
live.
Oh, can we go there?
You can.
Like, do they allow visits, tours?
I'm going to go with yes. Awesome. Actually, yes, because there is one of the places I got my information was McGee's Ghost Tours.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right, let's go.
We can go to the Czech Republic.
One day, let's go to the Czech Republic.
When did Czechoslovakia break into Czech Republic and Slovakia?
That's a question for Mensa.
Lindsay does not know the answer to that
Before Huska Castle. No?
I could Google.
Permission to Google denied.
Dang it. Okay. We'll never know. We'll never know. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to our paranormal episode. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com and find all of our socials from there. And always send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com if you have any stories to share with us.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help, and we would greatly appreciate it.
We would. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, guys. We will catch you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.